普通高等教育“十一五”国家级规划教材，大学英语选修课，学科课程系列教材，财会英语，大学英语选修课，学科课程系列教材项目组编，由高等教育出版社、高等教育电子音像出版社出版发行。
English for Financial Accounting.
Chapter 1. Overview of Financial Accounting. Exercises. Listening. Passage 1. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words. In any business, financial information is important because it reveals on a regular basis whether the business is making a profit or loss, given the risks of a business. As well, it is important for tax purposes. That is why every business must have an accounting system suitable to its business operation and size and ownership type. The accounting system has primary journals. The most important journals are sales journals, sales returns journals,Purchase journals, purchase return journals, cash receipts and payments journals, payroll journals, and general journals. They are detailed records of transactions recorded in single entry form. They are recorded in historical cost basis normally, as they reflect the actual amount owed by customers or liability to outsiders. In addition, the transactions are recorded on accrual basis.That is, amount owed, not received, and amount payable, not paid in a given accounting period. From these primary accounting records, they are posted to general ledger and other subsidiary ledgers in a double entry form. In accounting, irrespective of any business, the transactions can be classified into assets, liabilities, income, expense, and owner's equity or capital.That is, in accounting, or any moment of time, owner's equity is equal to assets minus liabilities. This is called an accounting equation. The basic accounting concepts and principles should be observed by any person who wants to design an accounting system and to work in an accounting section. In addition, accounting is a financial information system, and its quality and timelessness are vital.For internal management purposes, for planning and control of operations, and improving the profitability of a business. Passage 2. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words and phrases. The notes to financial statements generally amplify.Or explain the items presented in the main body of the statements. If the information in the main body of the financial statements gives an incomplete picture of the performance and position of the enterprise, additional information that is needed to complete the picture should be included in the notes. Information in the notes does not have to be quantifiable, nor does it need to qualify as an element. Notes can be partially or totally narrative.Examples of notes are descriptions of the accounting policies and methods used in measuring the elements reported in the statements, explanations of uncertainties and contingencies, and statistics and details too voluminous for inclusion in the statements. The notes are not only helpful, but also essential to understanding the enterprise's performance and position. Passage 3.First, listening. Decide whether the following sentences are true or false. There are general rules and concepts that govern the field of accounting. These general rules, referred to as basic accounting principles and guidelines, form the groundwork on which more detailed, complicated, and legalistic accounting rules are based. For example, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, FASB,uses the basic accounting principles and guidelines as a basis for their own detailed and comprehensive set of accounting rules and standards. The phrase Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, or GAAP, consists of three important sets of rules. 1. The Basic Accounting Principles and Guidelines. 2. The detailed rules and standards issued by FASB and its predecessor, the Accounting Principles Board, APB, and 3. The Generally Accepted Industry Practices. If a company distributes its financial statements to the public, it is required to follow Generally Accepted Accounting Principles in the preparation of those statements. Further, if a company's stock is publicly traded, federal law requires the company's financial statements be audited by independent public accountants. Both the company's management and the independent accountants must certify that the financial statements and the related notes to the financial statements have been prepared in accordance with GAAP. GAAP is exceedingly useful because it attempts to standardize and regulate accounting definitions, assumptions, and methods. Because of generally accepted accounting principles, we are able to assume that there is consistency from year to year in the methods used to prepare a company's financial statements. And although variations may exist, we can make reasonably confident conclusions when comparing one company to another or comparing one company's financial statistics to the statistics for its industry. Since GAAP is founded on the Basic Accounting Principles and Guidelines, we can better understand GAAP if we understand those accounting principles. The first one is the cost principle. From an accountant's point of view, the term cost refers to the amount spent when an item was originally obtained, whether that purchase happened last year or 30 years ago. For this reason, the amounts shown on financial statements are referred to as historical cost amounts. Second, full disclosure principle. If certain information is important to an investor or lender using the financial statements, that information should be disclosed within the statement or in the notes to the statement. It is because of this basic accounting principle that numerous pages of footnotes are often attached to financial statements. Then there is the matching principle. This accounting principle requires companies to use the accrual basis of accounting. The matching principle requires that expenses be matched with revenues. For example, sales commissions expense should be reported in the period when the sales were made and not reported in the period when the commissions were paid. Wages to employees are reported as an expense in the week when the employees worked and not in the week when the employees are paid. There is also revenue recognition principle. Revenues are realized when products, goods or services, merchandise, or other assets are exchanged for cash or claims to cash. Under this basic accounting principle, a company could earn and report $20,000 of revenue in its first month of operation, but receive $0 in actual cash in that month. For example, if ABC Consulting completes its service at an agreed price of $1,000, ABC should recognize $1,000 of revenue as soon as its work is done. It does not matter whether the client pays the $1,000 immediately or in 30 days. Second listening. Fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Third listening. Complete the following sentences.